In our series, Private Prisons, Locking Down the Facts, we're exploring the pluses and minuses of private prisons. In reporting the series, our Mountain West News Bureau reporters ran into a consistent obstacle. It can be really hard to get information about the industry. As it turns out, that obstacle isn't unique to the U.S. With the support of the Pulitzer Center, we sent Ray Ellen Bischel to Australia to take a look at one company's progressive take on reducing recidivism. And she ran into it there, too.
Around when I was setting up the trip to Australia, things were not looking good for private prisons in my home state of Colorado. Politicians were talking about phasing them out entirely. And the Geo Group, a private prison company, announced it would close its one Colorado prison amid concerns about staff shortages and lack of services for inmates.
The governor already identified it as a facility he wanted shut down.
But over on the other side of the world, there was Ravenhall, a prison run by the Australian division of that very same company, Geo. And everything about it flew in the face of the narrative I was hearing. The whole thing was set up to help people transition as smoothly as possible back to regular life. Smoothly enough that they wouldn't end up back behind bars. So after months of back and forth, I went there, to Melbourne.
So here we are.
I talked with Ravenhall's general manager, Carl Caskey, for about an hour. And then this happened.
Now, would it be worthwhile?
Yeah.
Going through and having a quick look.
That's Caskey, sounding perfectly cordial, but also acting like he and the corrections department and Geo hadn't agreed weeks before to let me go on a tour and record it.
You can leave your sound recording equipment here, so...
Can I bring it with me?
Why would you want to?
Because I'm a radio journalist.
After some hemming and hawing...
I don't...
Finally, he said I could bring the equipment.
Michael, this is Ray.
But I wasn't allowed to record any humans. Not even when Michael, my tour guide, said, here's the soccer field. All this to say, it's hard to report on an interesting new idea when you can't actually show the interesting new idea. Like the staff and inmates interacting in a non-hierarchical way. Or inmates cooking their own lunch. Squeaky gate sounds only go so far. But then there was another issue. The contract is central to why this place is different. When I asked Carl Caskey what's the main advantage of a private prison over a public one, the first thing he said was the contract.
And what that does sets up accountability. We are held very much accountable to everything that we do. And it's an open book, so there's no hidden figures. I feel like I live in a glass bowl sometimes.
But then I asked to see the contract, which is online, but with lots redacted.
Where can I find the contract for Ravenhall?
Yeah, the contracts are commercial in confidence.
Commercial in confidence. It basically means trade secret.
Here in Victoria, the contracts aren't for public, you know, display.
How about yearly operating costs?
Yeah, that's commercial in confidence.
And how about the cost of housing an inmate at Ravenhall?
Yeah, that's a commercial in confidence question.
Now, it is possible to get some of the details. For example, the contract is worth $2.5 billion, more than $500 million cheaper than the state's estimate of how much it would cost to run a public facility. And an ombudsman report said Geo could get $2 million per year if it can show its recidivism rates are 12% lower than public prisons. There's another undisclosed bonus if it can reduce recidivism even more among Indigenous inmates specifically. But Graham Hodge says that term that kept popping up, commercial in confidence, is a fig leaf, a problematic fig leaf.
Because politicians and bureaucrats hide behind these commercial in confidence claims.
Hodge is a law professor at Monash University in Australia. And as he and his colleagues have written, that piece of contracts like Ravenhall's thwarts the public's ability to understand if a private prison company has violated its contract and if it's doing anything to fix that. Take the local reports about chronic staff shortages, for example. So does there have to be this lack of transparency? Maybe not. 1,600 miles away, New Zealand is trying to do something very similar to Ravenhall. And info on that private prison is easily available online. So I'm on the New Zealand Department of Corrections website, and there it is, the full contract. And I don't see anything that looks redacted. And then I can see all sorts of other stuff, good and bad, at least for 2018. And that includes assault at the prison, $1 million bonus for reducing recidivism, and even the number of kilograms of fresh vegetables that inmates produced in prison gardens. For the record, that number was 649. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.